Now, that scene ends, and our next scene opens in heaven. And what a scene! And this is something Job was totally unaware of, and those that are in the book of Job, they did not know this took place at all. And this enables us to understand and interpret some of the things that happen to God's people today. I don't say it's the total explanation, but it's part of it. Now, will you notice, verse 6, "Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them." Now, this is a scene in heaven, and there comes before God the sons of God, his created intelligences. I must confess, I know very little about them. I think they're numberless, as numberless as the sand on the seashore, which means you and I can't count them. And they're a vast company. These are not human beings. They do not belong to our race. But these are God's created intelligences, and they're responsible creatures. They have to come and report to God as a matter of regular routine. And then that's something I suppose we would expect that. But now there's something here that's rather shocking. We're told, "And Satan came also among them." That's shocking. Verse 7, "And the Lord said unto Satan, Whence comest thou?" And by the way, he has to make a report also. That is amazing, isn't it? And he says this, "I guess he came from hell." No, he didn't. Friends, hell hadn't been opened up yet. No one's in hell today. It's going to be, and it's not opened up, actually, until after the millennium takes place on this earth. There'll be the judgment of the great white throne. And hell is a place prepared for the devil and his angels, but they're not there yet. Fact of the matter is, he has as much access to this earth as you and I have, more so. We're told that he came and made this report. "Then Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it." Now, this man had access to this earth, so much so that apparently, it was his domain. Instead of being in hell, he's on this earth. And he goes up and down, east, west, north, and south. And he is called that. He's called the God of this world. And he's called also the Prince of the power of the air. And we're told that he goes up and down seeking whom he may devour. So that he has great access and freedom in this earth today. And we're warned. Peter warned us and said, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." My friend, this is a warning, and this is exactly what the book of Job says. Satan himself said he's got freedom to go up and down this earth. And he offered the Lord Jesus the kingdoms of this earth. And the Lord Jesus never said to him, "You don't have them to offer." He just turned them down. And apparently, he has a certain amount of freedom. And when you look at this earth today, it does look like it. He's running things, does it not? God is overruling, but it looks like that he is running things on this earth today. And we're told that this is a world that you and I live in that actually is controlled by Satan. And he has to be overcome. And we can only overcome him by the blood of the Lamb. Now, this is quite a revelation, is it not? And contrary to modern thinking.